short testimonies of people's salvation experience or how God has moved in their lives and hearts. Let's listen.
Have you ever wondered that if God is really real and he knows my problems and challenges and everybody else's too around the world, how does he keep them all straight? How can he do that? Well, this is David Pittman in Arvada, Colorado. And in 2012, I went on a vacation to Kiev, Ukraine, where I met a very special girl named Yelena. She met me there, and we were destined to have a wonderful vacation for about 8 days in her capital city. She's a Ukrainian native. Well, about 3 days into the vacation, her work calls and says, "You got to come home right now. We've got a situation, and you're the only one who can handle it. If you don't come home, your job may be in jeopardy." So she gets off the phone, and Yelena's miserable. She is emotionally distraught because she doesn't want to leave. And I certainly don't want her to leave. I've gone halfway around the world to see her. Well, after the conversation, I said, "Well, I don't want you to leave, but that's not important. If you feel it's important for your job and for your family's future to leave, then I will support your decision." So she climbs in a taxi and goes 9 hours home to her city in the southern Ukraine on the Black Sea. Well, here I am, left in the capital city in a country that I don't speak the language of Russian, and not sure if the woman I've gone to see is going to come back. Well, so I decide 2 days in, I'm just walking around Kiev, and I come upon the Botanic Gardens. And I go walking around these beautiful gardens and just have a nice, peaceful time. I'm about done with the walk, and I hear this little fountain area. So I go up this rise onto the hill, and there's this fountain and a pool. And I look down in the pool, and all of a sudden I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is why I was drawn to this pool. There are these grasses and leaves that are formed in the shape of a fish." And any Christian who sees a fish like that, that symbol symbolizes God's presence and his love in our lives, wherever we are, whether we're at home or any place in the world. And here I am, halfway around the world in a foreign country that I don't speak the language, and God is just telling me that I know what you're going through, I know this is not what you planned, but I got it. I'm with you. Just trust me. Well, 24 hours later, Yelena comes back, and we finished the vacation the last day that I had in Ukraine, and it was a great time. But what it showed me is, it just showed me God is everywhere in the world, and he knows all our challenges and the things we're going through, and he will bring comfort to us no matter where we are in the world. Thanks for listening. God bless you, everybody, and have an extraordinary day. Bye-bye.
We hope this has blessed and encouraged you. For you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. So, what's your story?